Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Talking back to your old family. This is a weekly series of things I'm reading and pondering from Charles Spurgeon. Spurgeon said, "When a man is adopted into a family and comes thereby under the regime of his new father, he has nothing whatever to do with the family he has left behind, and he is released from subjection to those whom he has left. And so, the moment I am taken out of the family of Satan, the prince of this world has nothing to do with me as my father, and he is no more my father. I am not a son of Satan. I am not a child of wrath." When the law comes to a Christian with all its terrible threats and horrible denunciations, the Christian says, "Law, why do you threaten me? I have nothing to do with you. I follow you as my rule, but I will not have you to be my ruler. I take you to be my pattern and mold because I cannot find a better code of morality and of life, but I am not under you as my condemning curse." If one man adopts another child into his family, he cannot give it his own nature as his own child would have had. And if that child whom he will adopt should have been a fool, it may still remain so. He cannot make it a child worthy of him. But our Heavenly Father, when he comes to carry out adoption, gives us not only the name of children, but the nature of children too. He gives us a nature like his well-beloved Son, Jesus Christ. From Charles Spurgeon's sermon, Adoption. Charles Spurgeon was called the Prince of Preachers for good reason. His word pictures are so biblically accurate and so easy to recall that anyone can grasp the concepts he shares from the Scripture. I have two takeaways from this portion of his sermon. First, we need to talk back to our old family. The name Satan means accuser. He accuses, condemns, slanders, and does his best to separate. When a Christian has been adopted into God's family, there is no condemnation for the one who now calls God Abba, Father. See Romans chapter 8, verses 1 to 17. This is where we need to call out Satan's lies. I mean, literally, call them out. We need to talk back to the devil and tell him the truth, just as Spurgeon said in his example of talking back to the law. Let me say it again. Literally, speak the truth out loud. The devil needs to hear it, and your own ears need to hear it too. I am no longer subject to your jurisdiction. You have no say over me any longer. I am a child of God. My sins have been forgiven and forgotten. Therefore, there are no grounds left for any condemnation. Second, we need to talk back to our old nature. After being adopted into God's family, the Holy Spirit undertakes a process to conform us to the image of Jesus. This process is called sanctification, but I like to call it saintification. This is where we call out what we used to be, and again, I challenge you to literally speak these words out loud. Don't say, "I'm so impatient," but tell yourself, out loud, "I am becoming the patient saint Jesus wants me to be." Don't say, "I'll never get this right," but tell yourself, "I am learning more and more about Christ's nature with each attempt." Talk back to these old habits from your old family and tell them about the new saintly habits the Holy Spirit is developing in you. The book of Revelation tells us that the saints overcame the slanderous devil by the blood of Jesus and by the words of their testimony. Speak out those life-affirming words every time that slanderer tries to make you forget into whose family you have been adopted.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.